This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. A large cargo ship losing power and crashing into the Key Bridge, a major span at the entrance to Baltimore Harbor. Fire Chief James Wallace.
As units were responding, they began to receive numerous calls indicating multiple people in the water.
Two people were pulled out of the water. One was not seriously hurt, the other in very serious condition. It's believed as many as 20 could have been thrown into the water. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is on the scene.
The weather here has been a challenge. Temperatures are frigid, and we heard police say that this is a massive area that they are searching. The tide is coming in. That will pose an additional challenge. They are searching below the water, on the surface. Sonar activity, they say, has detected the presence of some vehicles underwater. And I did just speak with a neighbor here who said that she heard the bridge collapse around 1:30 a.m. She told me it sounded like a plane was landing in her backyard.
The governor declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in Wisconsin today and tomorrow. Mitch Landers spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He's here to talk to local leaders about the economy. Stops include Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, La Crosse, Sheboygan, and Wausau. Political spending by anonymous donors is reaching record highs. Anna Masolia is the author of a new report by Open Secrets. She says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads.
When you have dark money groups fueling the spending, the voter may not know what interest the secret donors behind that have.
Masolia says dark money often comes from 501c4 nonprofits, which have few legal limits on how they can spend their money. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. More communities around Dane County will benefit from the CARES Mobile Crisis Program. CARES sends trained professionals to help respond to mental health emergencies. County Executive Joe Parisi is using $200,000 in grant money to jumpstart new partnerships. Communities like Fitchburg, Verona, and Cottage Grove can apply for a share of the money between now and April 17th. Until now, CARES was only available in Madison. An area man has accomplished a rare feat. He's finished all six of the world's major marathons. 58-year-old Dan Bertler of Oregon has run the marathons in Boston, Chicago, London, Berlin, New York City, and Tokyo. Doing that earns him the coveted six-star finisher medal. Bernier tells Channel 15 he only started running for fun 20 years ago. He says he's going to keep running, but he might be retired from marathons, at least for now. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Bucks and the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Bobby Portis asked, what's it like to finally have Chris Middleton back?
It's fun to have a whole team, fun to, you know, build it these last 11, 10 games and, you know, try to trend in the right direction, man. It's that time of year now and it's exciting.
Baseball, the Brewers have some injury concerns. Outfielder Garrett Mitchell will be out the next 4 to 6 weeks or longer with a fractured left hand suffered in batting practice over the weekend, and a report from baseball insider John Heyman says that Jackson Chourio will need tending to his elbow nearly every day following an injury he suffered as a 12-year-old in a Venezuelan youth league. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he has no problem signing Jordan Love to a contract extension sometime soon.
Certainly having 4 years with him, I think, gives us a lot of comfort what he's all about and how, you know, his teammates look at him and the organization looks at him.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers today. It's also going to get colder. We'll start near 50, and that'll be the case through around midday, but temperatures will drop into the 30s by late this afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a southwest wind at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Gordy Young here. Listen to win weekdays at 7, 10, 1, and 3, and good luck from Mad Radio WMDX.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alball. Noon to 2 on Tuesday, it's Matt Flynn, direct right here on the Todd Alball Show at 12:30. Don't miss it on Civic Media.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I want to associate myself with all my colleagues, both at MSNBC and at NBC News, who have voiced loud and principled objections to our company putting on the payroll someone who hasn't just attacked us as journalists, but someone who is part of an ongoing project to get rid of our system of government. Someone who still is trying to convince Americans that this election stuff, it doesn't really work. That this last election, it wasn't a real result. That American elections are fraudulent.
Thank God yesterday was Monday. Thank you, Dr. Maddow. And all of, I got to say, a lot of all of our beloveds across MSNBC were great, starting with Morning Joe, right? Rick to Nicole Wallace, who, you know, made a great point about, like, I'm a former Republican that made a career here. So it's not about left or right or disopinions. They were just all great. Joy was great through Lawrence. I saw Stephanie Ruhle. But yeah, I hope what Rachel said, that she basically just put it out there. She shouldn't be at NBC News either. And I hope they change their mind.
Yeah.
Because it's just, yeah, of course they got huge blowback. She's, Ronna McDaniel has specifically attacked MSNBC and their anchors in the past. So it's not just, also she was involved in a crime trying to overthrow the United States government. But, you know, it just the whole thing, like, it was so predictable, particularly at MSNBC. But Rachel was absolutely right. There's no way she should be on the payroll at any news organization, including NBC.
And she was a bad RNC leader.
I mean, that's what I mean. They're going to ask her take on the elections.
Right.
She's lost every single election.
Exactly.
As has Trump. Someone was saying, by the way, that's what they think the Trump thing is, that there's nostalgia for 2016 because that's the last time they won anything.
Yeah.
They've lost everything with him and with her. So you're going to ask her opinion on how you win elections?
No, ideology aside, she was a bad hire because she was a bad RNC
I mean, leader. I always say to
But Lara will beat her on that.
That's true. That's true. Low bar. But I always say that to Michael Steele when he's on. Is I hated him when he was chair because he was good.
He was good at his job.
Right. Exactly.
He kicked our ass in a couple of elections.
Reince Priebus was good.
And,
I mean, Michael Steele did the autopsy. Like, that's back when Republicans actually cared what voters think and what issues actually might work for people.
Right. And he's still a Republican, but he was a good hire because he was good at his job.
Exactly.
He knows how to get things done inside the Republican
and
Party.
And raise money.
And he's really good on TV.
Yes.
And he's funny and he's pretty. Even though he's wrong about most everything. You know what it
Except
is, Chris?
You. He's right about you.
He's a scorpion, Stephanie.
And you're the frog.
I got practice on you, Chris, because I love you with the heat of a thousand white hot suns, although you are wrong about everything. So that was my training for loving Michael Steele.
I see. Because he's wrong about everything?
Oh, it's so sad when Chris sends me a one. Like, look at this tiny little one email of support. And he's like, look.
Printed it and everything.
You know what? That should be, because Chris was right. Subject lines are so very rare.
Should we frame it?
Someone sent me a whole bunch of headlines. Here's from when Chris starts to buzzkill today. Oh, this is from Kelly. Well, Kelly's obviously joined you in your wrongness, so okay. At least you're not alone.
All right.
I know it's less common than a blue moon, but Mama Chris was right. The Putin mask was ridiculous and not needed. Mm-hmm. I have to be Team Chris on this one. Don't worry. I'm sure this will be overshadowed very soon by his imminent wrongness. Love you, but thank you, Kelly, for at least acknowledging that. Hello, moon, seventh house, whatever. Jupiter's aligned with Mars.
Moskowitz wearing that mask was dumb.
It was fantastic. And by the way, did you see Frank Luntz, you know, the latest Biden-Harris thing? They're like, oh, so much for when they go low, we go high. Really? Do you really think you can run against Trump and these ridiculous Republicans by going high? No. Sorry, we go to the basement and talk. That's what we do.
Frank Luntz looks like he smells.
Yeah. You mentioned that yesterday, yeah, mentioned and that, I have to say, is one thing that you seem right about. Too bad there's not Scratch and Stiff right. Zoom, because we'd invite him on just for that. Yeah. I'd be like, ooh, Chris, you were right. What is that, old socks?
He looks like he smells of old socks.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's something very specific.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Moldy socks, something. Like he never washes his gym socks.
I know what he used to.
I feel like he's an elliptical guy, and he just has been wearing the same socks on the elliptical for, you know.
Sure it's not just for another reason?
Stephanie, it doesn't look like he's exercised a day in his life.
Something else musty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Socks are used for a bunch of things with men.
Drift Glass tweets, up next week on Meet the Press, Kristen Walker interviews COVID-19 to find out what's next for this famous influencer.
That's funny. That's a funny meme
about all the people we're interviewing now, just to, you know, see what they're thinking about, what you're doing.
What makes you tick?
What yucks your yum? All right, some more, but I have to say, Rachel's so brilliant. I mean, obviously, everybody I thought was great and put their own stamp on this, but, you know, people are waiting for Rachel because she's just, you know, she's Rachel. And I feel like she just put it in such a larger context. Oh, Charlie Pierce says, I think the drinking game should be whenever she mentions Father Coughlin, drink. But
it's funny.
Puts it in historical perspective that is really important. Uh-huh. Let's hear some more. Let's go to school.
We have a long history in this country of forgettable men telling us that we need a new system of government where everything's under their control and politics is over. And this new strongman way of government is going to make America great again. We've had a lot of these guys, but our generation's version of this guy has gotten a lot farther than all the rest of them. And why is that? He would have been as forgotten as all the rest of them had he not been able to attach himself to an institution like the Republican Party.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. That's what I keep saying, that probably her dad told her I said that. Hi, Bob. It's not just him. It's the whole party. That's exactly what the founders didn't envision. One more.
It's my understanding that MSNBC's leadership did not object to Ronna McDaniel being hired by NBC News when the matter first arose. But when the hiring was announced, and MSNBC staff essentially unanimously and instantly expressed outrage, our leadership at MSNBC heard us, understood, and adjusted course. We were told this weekend in clear terms, Ronna McDaniel will not be on our air. Ronna McDaniel will not be on MSNBC.
Amen.
I'm going to guess it was Lawrence O'Donnell that put it over the top.
Probably.
I think the volume of the Boston accent, if you've ever made Lawrence mad. It's terrifying.
Don't make him mad.
No. Don't make daddy mad.
Don't make daddy mad. Boston daddy mad.
Do not do that.
Okay.
The fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man like a mobster to work at a DA's office. Right? You wouldn't hire a pickpocket to work as a TSA screener. And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable. And I hope they will reverse their decision.
Hear. Good for her. Joe Scarborough started the fray yesterday morning, saying we weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected for several reasons. We hope NBC will reconsider its decision. It goes without saying she will not be a guest on Morning Joe in any capacity as a paid contributor. Did you ever think I'd be quoting Chuck Todd?
Chuck Todd.
We may have to play the dance mix again. I don't know what's happening.
It's weird.
Here we go.
But just his point about access journalism that, you know, most people don't say out loud. Like, yeah, we have to be able to get people on, and we can't ask, you know, hard questions or follow-up questions. But it's reported that McDaniel likely secured the gig after she helped the network land a Republican presidential debate. And it's just like, oh, okay, so let's just trade free and fair elections for, you know, access. And I'm like, a Republican, aren't there? They didn't even have any Republican debates.
I think part of the reason.
Oh, so without, what do you call it, Mango Mussolini.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think part of the reason that there was pushback from Welker and Chuck Todd was because access doesn't matter for her anymore, so they could push back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have pushed back on her.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, Jody's the smartest.
Wow, Jody, you thought this through.
Hey, everybody let's dance. Thank you. Chuck Todd. Yep. Not even the entire.
Oh, yeah.
He was too drunk to say Todd.
Right.
But he did get Chuck Todd out. But he was talking to Dana Perino. Because I think he was like 8 mimosas in at that point.
Oh, he had to have been. 2 or 3 bottles of champagne and very little orange juice.
All right. So Tristan Snell.
And his strategic place up there. And they got a lot of valuable minerals. I don't want to predict an outcome. I'm just saying the president, who knows a thing or two about buying real estate.
Okay. All right. So Tristan Snell could not join us yesterday because he was on MSNBC being mad about
very mad.
Ah, why does Trump get different? Okay. But yesterday was a big loss. We've got a trial starting. A big loss for Trump, and the trial is starting April 15th.
Yep.
So we have Victor Shi, a little stem cell of the Stephanie Miller Show, Charlie Pierce. We have a rollicking Tuesday show on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. It's Dr. Marty. You called me mama a second ago.
Yeah. No, yo mama. It's a phrase from Brooklyn.
Oh, well, because you're technically my doggy daddy. You know what I'm saying? You're my dog's, dad, technically.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, I did a health reset for COVID, and because I think of my dogs as my kids, I worry about their immunity. Talk about why it's so good for them. It mimics how they eat in the wild.
Exactly. You know, we have to watch out between the foods that have been out there commercially for so long that are considered premium, or so many of them are based on cereal and meat byproducts. And even though they may be considered premium, they are not biologically appropriate. And you hit it on the head. It's what nature intended them to eat, meat with some vegetation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you've listened to my show, Doc, you know that I love to talk about poop. So is why this is so exciting for me. But no, I have a 10-month-old rescue Great Pyrenees, and he always tended to lose stool. And I started using Dr. Marty's food not that long ago, and I was like, I thought it was my imagination. I'm like, oh, my God, he has firm poops finally. But that is another reason why they are intended to eat this kind of diet, right? This kind of raw meat.
There's 190 million registered dogs and cats in the United States, and the incidence of chronic disease and especially cancer has gone skyrocketed.
Yeah.
My mission is to reach as many as possible.
Yeah, and by the way, Pantry Safe, it's fantastic. For a limited time, claim 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply. That is drmartypets.com/Miller.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
I just don't have time to clean my apartment. I know it's tiny, but Luna leaves her hair everywhere, and you know how I feel about toilets.
Why don't you call Easy Enough Cleaning, a professional insured cleaning service that does it all?
I'm so picky. How will I know if their products won't harm my dog or the ecosystem?
Easy Enough Cleaning has products that are environmentally safe and pet-friendly. Plus, she'll give you a free estimate within 25 miles of their business.
Sold.
Call Easy Enough Cleaning today, 608-279-0751. Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Stephanie Miller.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by not just the cozier sheets, but the cozier sheets in the presidential suite.
Oh.
And by that, I mean the fake Shonda Rhimes president, my nephew. But the first lady is here. Oh. I haven't seen her yet because she got here, you know, at night. So I haven't seen her yet.
Right. She got here after the sun went down.
Yes. I guess because she's my tiny baby nephew, that would be my tiny baby niece. Either way, both of them are ensconced in Cozy Earth sheets, and so we will not hear from them, likely for hours. Cozy Earth, I'm telling you, the most luxurious bedding in 15 awesome colors.
Yes.
And, of course, I wore my Eleganza Cozy Earth pajamas to welcome her as I glide down the staircase. Hello.
Like Norma Desmond.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. Made from viscose from bamboo, just the best. Sheets, jammies, towels, you name it. Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That is a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Wow. Okay. To prioritize your self-care and your sleep health, everybody, head on over to CozyEarth.com. Use the promo code Miller. Bam! 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. 22 minutes after the hour. Let's go have Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hello. Good morning. Yesterday I was so pissed off. I was actually thinking of just not turning on MSNBC, but then I was like, no, I want to see what Rachel and, you know, everybody has to say to see if they're going to, you know, come out like Chuck Todd, go figure, was able to do. But I have to say, Nicole did an excellent job. She brought Timothy Snyder on.
Yes.
I thought that was really important, you know, and he gave some really good perspective and context. And then Rachel, of course, did a masterful job. And really, it is. As she always does, it is so alarming because she, you know, when she talks about it and frames it in the sense of, yes, we've had people like this in this country before, but because they weren't a part of a major political party, and just how dangerous, truly dangerous and irresponsible Ronna McDaniel was by doing this.
It's how we get here. What do I say about polls, Chris? What do I say?
They're BS.
I gave you a nice one today.
Unless they're good, and then I'm going to talk about them.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's this, you know, that Biden has pulled ahead in swing states, because obviously all the alarm, Karen, was that, you know, he was. Uh-huh. But, I mean, the fact that we are still waking up in America where it could even be close I think has a lot to do with the mainstream media normalizing. And that's how you do it. You hire the Ronna McDaniels. That there's two sides to was the election fair in 2020, right? I mean, it's just...
Absolutely. Yeah, and no, absolutely. And so this is why we cannot let this go. We have got to call. We have got to email them. We have to let them know because they are setting a dangerous, a very dangerous precedent. It was bad enough with CNN and Mnuchin, right?
Yeah.
This is an absolute dangerous precedent that they are setting. And I just feel like if we do not do our best to call and complain and keep the pressure on them, this is unacceptable. And I have to tell you, Chris, real quick, Joy Reid, I don't know if you caught what she had to say about it. Joy Reid used $11 billion.
Yes.
She actually said $11 billion.
And that is why I love Joy Reid.
We're all mutual fans. And I am reading her new book, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Medgar and Murley. I mean, that's the thing, Karen, is like, I don't want to punish our beloveds on MSNBC. And you saw why they're so great yesterday, is how honestly and forcefully they spoke out against this. Because, you know, as Chris and I will tell you, screaming boycott immediately doesn't help anybody.
Nope.
You know, it's
the Rush boycotts hurt all talk radio, including us, way back when.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, my God. I don't know how many friends I had to keep saying that. I kept saying, stop.
Right.
Stop the Rush boycott thing. You're going to kill every progressive show.
Yes.
Like, you know, because we're
they pulled advertising from all talk radio.
Yeah. No, we're just in a much tinier universe, you know. So, anyway, but Karen,
I totally get it. We're in a different place right now, and I just think that, you know, people just watching mainstream media, like you said, normalize him and the danger that he poses to our democracy.
And particularly the time when justice seems so capricious, depending on the judge, or, Tristan Snell, who
capricious?
Was...
Wow.
Whip that one out.
Yeah.
Big word,
lady.
Wow.
Right?
It's early.
Did you get some sleep or something?
Yes, I did get a little sleep.
Some capricious sleep.
Anyway, Karen. But, everybody's, Tristan Snell was on TV screaming, do we have that 117? Just the same thing we thought. Like, why does he always get special treatment? Like, what the actual F with this? And which court was this now? This was some other court that went, okay, no, you don't have to pay the four, whatever. You can pay $175 million. No one, none of us would get those breaks. So I think at a time when, at a time when that justice is so capricious, we need the mainstream media.
Now she's going to use it constantly. We gave her praise, and now look what's
happened. Mainstream media becomes even more important. Brian Tyler Cohen said Trump frames himself as the world's biggest victim when, in fact, he enjoys more benefits, carve-outs, and special treatment than anyone else on the planet. Thank you. Here's Tristan.
And honestly, this is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed. I can tell you that much. I mean, David put it well. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. You know, apparently, he basically fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol.
Yep.
You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. A lot of us, Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton checked in. A rock star.
Yes. He said, I thought he had to put up the whole amount before he was able to appeal. Where did this appeals court ruling come from?
Right.
And then he said, do you feel like we do?
Do you?
Yes, we do, Peter.
Okay, you need the thing.
Yeah, you don't have the thing.
That's not how it works.
Okay,
it's a thing.
That was a 1978 Peter Frampton joke, so that's really the best I could do. My humor seems somewhat capricious.
Do you want me
morning.
To bring Frampton Comes Alive to the show tomorrow?
Yes, please.
Because I have that record.
Yes, please. I have it, too.
We don't have a record player.
I do.
Can you hook it up?
You can find it somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll bump back with it. Okay.
No,
great record.
The hour, we can't.
George in North Carolina. Hello, George. Or Georgie.
Hey,
sorry.
Quick question, Stephanie.
Yes.
Quick question. Didn't Simone Sanders and Jen Psaki work for the Biden administration? And now they're employed by MSNBC.
Yes, but they're not liars and insurrectionists.
Right.
So that would be the key difference.
Oh, according to you, though. But
that's
different.
Yeah.
I've never been so grateful for a hard break. Gosh, sorry, George. I'd like to hear more of your patrescending tone. Yes, and by the way, they both addressed that. Jen Psaki addressed that they really did. Eloquently. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the difference.
They have Michael Steele and Joe Scarborough.
Rob McDaniel belongs in prison.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Because she tried to overturn an election.
Exactly.
Yes. She's on tape.
Okay.
Did you think it is Tiffany? Oh, it says you a bit.
When they go low, we don't.
We go way low.
Great way low. Lower.
Really low.
Okay. Is there something below the basement? I'll find it.
The crawl
29
space.
Minutes after the hour.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is considering letting school start in August. Local schools like the idea, but the state's tourism industry does not. The owners of resorts, restaurants, and other businesses told a hearing yesterday they need school-age workers during the peak of the summer season. Local schools say they need more flexibility. The change still needs approval from lawmakers and the governor. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume tonight in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic will hold a seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be success.
Bernier, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A Madison man shot by a state of Wisconsin Justice Department agent testified at the agent's trial yesterday. Mark Wagner is charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Quadrin Wilson was shot while he was being arrested on the Far East Side for a parole violation 2 years ago. Wagner said he thought Wilson had a gun, but investigators eventually determined Wilson was not armed. No fooling, brush collection in Middleton starts on April 1st. Brush should be separated from other materials and leaves. Brush should be left on the curb by 7 in the morning on the Monday of your collection week. The city won't take limbs or branches more than 6 inches in diameter. Brush should be arranged neatly, parallel to the curb, with cut ends facing to the right. The city won't take brush mixed with anything else. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers today. It's also going to get colder. We'll start near 50, and that'll be the case through around midday, but temperatures will drop into the 30s by late this afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a southwest wind at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And it's not about, you know,
Democratic Party, Republican Party. It's not about partisanship. It's not about right versus left. It's not about being a political professional versus some other kinds of person. It's not about being mean or nice to journalists. It's not about just being associated with Donald Trump and his time in the Republican Party. It's not even about lying or not lying. It's about our system of government and undermining elections and going after democracy as an ongoing project, right?
Thank you, Rachel Maddow. About the Ronna McDaniel hiring and hopefully soon to be firing. Okay, yep. One last one.
Part of our resilience as a democracy is going to be recognizing when decisions are bad ones and reversing those bad decisions. Hearing legitimate criticism, responding to it, and correcting course. Not digging in, not blaming others. Take a minute. Acknowledge that maybe it wasn't the right call. It is a sign of strength, not weakness, to acknowledge when you are wrong. Wow. It is a sign of strength, and our country needs us to be strong right now.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Yep. She really called them out like directly and strongly. And her voice, I think, is just, I mean, you know, she's a rock star. She's to have their biggest star put it in those terms.
Yeah.
Change your mind. Our democracy hangs in the balance is I just, you couldn't ask for more. By the way, if you love America and you don't like your news or your comedy, both sides do it, what should you do, Jody?
Get a ticket to the
sexyliberal.com. The Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. If you could be a fly on the wall during the commercial breaks, you wouldn't believe all the exciting news that we're talking about. A lot of things we're working on, a lot of moving parts. We have a lot of cities coming up. Starting in Minneapolis next month, Cliff Schechter, Alpha Liberal, will join us. We're working on other surprises there. Just added to the Philadelphia show, JoJo from Jers, along with Glenn Kirshner.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill's already committed to L.A., but that's not till November. We've got lots of stuff before then that I can't tell you or I'd have to kill all of you. All right. So get it. SexyLiberal.com. Tickets going fast. Yay!
Yay!
Okay. Speaking of which, by the way, thank you, Jon Stewart. Again, why comedians are doing a better job than the actual mainstream media with news. But this whole thing they keep repeating on the right, that this is a victimless crime. Trump shouldn't have to pay anything or blah, blah, blah. Jon Stewart said the entitled arrogance of saying that, right? All the rest of us would be in jail. Like, you can't. Plus, it's a really easily understandable crime. Mm-hmm. You can't undervalue things and then overvalue them and go back and forth depending on what benefits you.
Right.
It rips off the taxpayers.
Yep.
All the rest of, I don't know if you did. I just had to sign an extension. None of us like paying our taxes. I wish I could get, you know, all of us go, oh, God, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, but like, so he played a series of clips of Hannity, Shark Tank idiot, that guy, Kevin O'Leary, talking about it being a victimless crime. Then he played a montage of O'Leary getting angry at people on Shark Tank for overvaluing their businesses. Mm-hmm. They're such hypocrites. Mm-hmm. He played a clip of O'Leary saying that falsification of business records, issuing false financial statements and insurance fraud were, quote, done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city and has never been prosecuted. I mean, Jon Stewart said, leave it to Kevin O'Leary to be unaware enough to say the quiet part out loud. Mm-hmm. Well, we're sick of there being two sets of rules for all the rest. So we were talking about Steve Mnuchin, seized how many people's assets and threw them out on the street and seized their home. Like, we don't get the grace period. How does he get a grace period now you have 10 more days and now it's less than half. Right.
Yeah.
Like what you were supposed to pay. Kristen Snell talking about this yesterday.
The court has now just decided they're going to swoop in and just change it. And that's it. And now the AG's office can now try to go up above them. I believe, I don't know what the details are because you just told us. I'm guessing this is coming from the First Department, Appellate Division First Department. That's the intermediate court here in New York.
Yeah, this is because that's what I was saying, because this wasn't the judge in the case. One last one.
I don't know if there is a remedy for the AG's office to go up to the Court of Appeals, which is our high court here in New York, and try to get them to basically countermand this order. But in my view, this is, without knowing more, unless there's some sort of other extenuating circumstance that we're going to learn here, this appears to be an absolute gross miscarriage of justice.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the good news is all the experts also were saying he's going to owe the whole amount eventually. Like Tish James said yesterday, he's going to lose this appeal. This is all just the screaming and whining he does all the time. Jeanine Shapiro. I don't think the comparisons mean what they think they mean. She made a strange legal comparison between Trump and Bernie Madoff and Sam Bankman-Fried. I don't think that's a comparison you
know.
She was talking about, you know, what a wah-wah-wah unfair deal Trump got because their bond was less. First of all, as a lot of experts pointed out, Trump was found liable in a civil court, not a criminal court like the other two. They have different rules. One expert said the amount he had to put up is not a bond to keep him out of prison. This is embarrassing for a lawyer and a former judge. Katie Fink said the bar is pretty low with Pirro. And our friend Tara Dublin said Judge Jeanine really needs to stop licking the walls of that box of wine that she lives in.
That was funny.
Oh, Lord. Chris, who said to Donald Trump's team, that you don't have a case right now is really disconcerting. You are literally accusing the Manhattan DA's office and the people assigned to this case of prosecutorial misconduct. Who said that?
The five bear rugs.
No, Judge Merchan yesterday, who was not having. He said they didn't have a single example to support the allegation, and we are going forward. I thought it's perfect. April 15th, tax day.
Yeah.
Perfect. For someone that's been a tax cheat his entire life.
That's right.
So that's coming right up. Our friend Paula Poundstone tweeted, I wonder if Putin will call Trump to congratulate him on his special treatment under the law or just wink at him during his next appearance. Oh, Paula. You're such a scamp. Sue in Massachusetts. Hello, Sue.
Hey, Steph. Hey. And hi to Jody and Chris.
Hello.
I have two separate things I want. Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. That's for you, Paula.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay. So I have two separate things that I wanted to mention. They're both quick. The first one is that if any of your listeners or viewers don't know, NBC Universal, which is the parent company of MSNBC and NBC, the news departments, is owned by Comcast. So anybody who is a Comcast subscriber can call and make their opinion about Ronna Daniels having been hired to the folks at Comcast. They can write emails to Comcast. Obviously, you can do the same with MSNBC and NBC.
Yeah.
But the point is, the more voices they hear.
And people, I think, speaking out on social media made a difference. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the MSNBC anchors made a huge difference as well. Absolutely.
The people on Fox and Friends called them pretentious.
Yes, they did.
Yes, and insubordinate.
Yes,
I'm sure that hurt.
And Geraldo was upset as well.
Yes, Geraldo was very upset.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Gosh, Rachel barely had all her awards and $30 million to come for. I'm sure she cried all the way home. Okay.
Whatever. With her PhD and everything.
Get in the Corolla. We're going losing.
Yeah.
We have to give a journalism award to Leslie Stahl. Again, this is how it's done. She grilled Jim Jordan on 60 Minutes over conservative misinformation and left him virtually speechless. Yeah. I don't know if you saw the clip, but it was just great.
He was just like deer in headlights.
Yeah. But this is what they always accuse us of being in the bubble. And it's just, this is what happens when they go outside Fox News.
Yeah.
They're just not used to, like,
questions.
You're not. Right.
They're not used to questions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yes, I admit to being in the liberal MSNBC bubble, but at least they're facts. They're not peddling lies. Right. And if they make a mistake, they correct it. It's not. Okay. So one professor said was talking about Stahl asked her if she thought her research found that there was more misinformation spread by conservatives. No kidding. Absolutely. Researcher said, I think not just our research across the board looking at the 2020 election found there was more misinformation spread by people that were supporters of Trump or conservatives. And the events of January 6th kind of underscores this. You see the folks climbing on the Capitol building were supporters of Trump, and they were misinformed by these false claims that motivated these actions by people like Ronna McDaniel.
Right.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. She then introduced Jim Jordan to debate a controversial tweet from Robert Kennedy Jr., who suggested the death of baseball legend Hank Aaron was connected to the COVID vaccine. The Biden administration asked Twitter to take down the tweet because it was a lie.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, so Stahl said, Congressman Jordan argues that the tech company shouldn't remove most of what they call misinformation. Jordan said, I think you let the American people, respect the American people, their common sense to figure out what's accurate. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Who cares? Who needs doctors and scientists and anything anymore? Right? Stahl said, well, what about this idea the 2020 election was stolen? You think that these companies should allow people to say that and individuals can make up their own mind and they should think? Jordan said, the American people are smart. Look, I've not said that. What I've said here is there were concerns about the 2020 election. I think the Americans agree with that. Leslie Stahl. No, they don't. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Stop letting Ronna McDaniel and these liars get away with, oh, well, there were problems. Everybody says there's problems.
No.
I think there were. Everyone can agree that there were concerns. No, there weren't. There were lies made up by you to try to get idiots like the people that went and crapped on the Capitol, literally. Jordan said, you don't think that there were concerns with the 2020 election? Stahl, most people don't. Don't question the result. That's all I'm saying. They don't question whether Biden won or not. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Jordan just sat there like a dope.
Turning even more ashy like E.T. in the creek.
Yeah, even grayer. Yeah. Even grayer, like right before E.T. dies in the creek. Oops, spoiler alert. I'm sorry. He's okay. Don't worry. Second spoiler alert.
He died on the operating table.
Oh! Right.
Yeah. He didn't die in the creek. He was dying in the creek.
Right. God, last night, you know how with my insomnia, I always watch rom-coms?
Yeah.
Don't you think you're safe with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane? Because his hand chopped off and he gets shot and dies.
What were you watching?
I was like, that wasn't
What movie was
fun.
This?
I don't know. They had to go get their grandkids something. I thought it was going to be
He got his hand chopped off?
Oh, God. I probably shouldn't say. Where's my thing?
What?
Hey. It was awful. I thought it was going to be a lighthearted.
Well, they played parents on one of the Supermans. Yeah. They were Clark's parents.
Oh. All right. I'm just, you know what? This is what happens before Pomeroy Hall drops another episode.
She's waking up.
Thanks, Carol.
That'll be tomorrow night.
I think she wakes up in 4 or 5. I talked to her yesterday.
Isn't tomorrow 4?
I feel like Lily Tomlin in that time Carol didn't show up to co-host with her. Thanks, Carol. To watch Kevin Costner get his hand chopped off.
What? It's not her fault.
Wake up! I'm just because you're the closest to me.
Why didn't she show up?
What?
Why didn't she show
up? I'm just kidding. It's just that a new episode doesn't drop.
Got it.
Oh, for the thing that had to happen.
Yeah. Oh,
she couldn't. Her brother-in-law passed away.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's a valid excuse.
It was a valid excuse. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Protein.
Whee!
Look at that. Chris just lit up. Right?
I love it.
Find you someone that loves you like Chris LaVoy loves protein.
Yeah.
Particularly Power Life High Impact Protein sitting right there next to him. He always has it right near him. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you?
I cuddle it.
Are you ready to, and you spoon it as your muscles pop.
I do.
While you're spooning.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Yeah, the P90X guy.
Yeah.
He got shingles. He almost, you know. Dirt nap. Now he's looking and feeling better than ever at 65 years old. OMG. He discovered HMB, a natural occurring molecule that helps you build and maintain muscle. High impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Make it your sidekick. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code FITNESS to save 30%. Or you can text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
My word, what a gorgeous way to wake up.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice,
choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Madison is part of the First Nature Everywhere program? It's a partnership with the National Children and Nature Network, and is one of just 19 cities selected from across the country, it's meant to ensure every resident has an equal opportunity to connect with nature. As a Nature Everywhere community, Madison is going to receive 2 years of support, planning, and startup money to create new ways for children and families to enjoy nature-based experiences and learning. By the way, studies show spending time outside is good for your health, and for kids, it can even mean improvements in school. Want to help? Email natureeverywhere@cityofmadison.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The John and Gordy Show.
By the way, yes, this Wednesday we'll be at the Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street, the live broadcast. 301 West Johnson.
That sounds very exciting. Your voices are so smooth sounding now.
Pancakes.
Relaxing.
Oh, I just love those pancakes, don't you?
Yes. Why don't you join us at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday?
I love their sweaty stack.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Genucel.
Yep.
It's not just a skincare line. It's a routine. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
I have an array of them laid out on in my bathroom on the counter. And because I know I have a thing, every morning I do the XV cream first, which you use. I've seen you.
I do.
Yeah.
I used it this morning.
Yes. Then the Gen 90 for all the specific wrinkle areas like under your eyes, frown lines, that little thing, you know, under your neck.
This thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Okay. That's every time you get you're at like a hairdresser or something, Jody, you know, and you got the mirror in front of you and then the fluorescent light. Run to Genucel right now. Genucel.com. Trust me. Okay. Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. We know we've been using it for 11 billion years when we looked exactly the same 11 billion years ago. Why? Genucel.
Yeah. I was looking at footage of when we were on MSNBC.
Yeah.
Yeah. We look exactly the same as
now. Yeah, exactly. It's, you know what? It's like a skincare version of a Kerry Lake filter. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gen 90 and XV Cream now on sale during Genucel's spring sale, included in that bestseller package along with the under eye bags and puffiness serum. Try Gen 90. See your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are. Go now. Genucel.com/Stephanie. You get a free spa box with two luxury skincare essentials plus free shipping. That is GENUCEL.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie. We were talking about this tragedy with the cargo ship in Maryland, or excuse me, Baltimore. That is so. So the container ship rammed into the bridge in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Rescuers were initially looking for seven people. Two people were rescued. Mm-hmm. But I'm just starting to read this. Just curious that local pilots it was not being piloted by its own crew, but by local pilots who were used specifically to avoid accidents like this one. So it'll be interesting to.
Well,
the power went out. At they were saying some
that the
point.
Power went out, like the propulsion went out.
And it's such a big ship to
that
try
they couldn't
to
stop it.
Yeah,
to try to It was a technical problem. It looks like when you see the video, you can see lights go out, smoke, lights back on, then back out, and it was
there were saying it looked like an action film or something. Yeah. Not
the
not
mayor
a good way,
was
not
on
a good
CNN
way.
This morning saying it was like an action film,
and
he also pleaded with CNN this
and
stop
others,
and others to stop running the footage over and over again because there are still people in the water.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because people do, they're like, oh, cool, it's like a movie. It's not like a movie.
No,
no it's real.
Actually missing that they're, you were saying there was one guy that wasn't hurt at all that was like, I'm fine.
Yeah, they pulled him out of the water and he refused treatment. He, just walked away.
He's the Bruce Willis character in Unbreakable. He's like, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm good, thanks. I just got a little wet.
He got lucky.
Boy, I'll
say. And it's cold there, too, right now.
Very cold.
Yeah, the water's 45 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's the hypothermia that some of these people might go through, even if they're okay at the moment, you know.
Ramona in Pennsylvania. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey. Hi, go ahead.
Hi. Okay, I wanted to share that how upset I am about the whole Trump situation. I mean, I hate him as it is, but I've been dealing with an issue with the IRS for my father who passed away 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It took him 3 years to even process an old tax form for him. And while we waited for the time for them to process that, they added more interest to it. So now I have to go pay about $4,000 for him, which, maybe for someone else it's nothing, but for me dealing with this.
Yeah,
and
so it's a lot of money for a lot of us.
A lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, Ramona, the thing that you just wonder what thing breaks through that, about this crook, this lifelong criminal that don't you think ordinary people, even his base, go, wait a minute, that's not fair. They have stories like yours. We all have stories like yours where we've all had
rules. I called.
Yeah.
I called people. I've cried. I almost had a nervous breakdown just trying to see if anybody can help me. And I decided, I'm not going to drive myself crazy.
Yeah,
and I'm originally from New York. I knew this guy was a dirtbag from the beginning.
Thank you, Ramona. Everybody I know from New York is like, "What? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with this guy?"
Yeah,
everybody knew that he never paid anybody in New York. I mean, contractors and ordinary people he put out of business.
Mm-hmm.
It's just and it's just stuff like this. How will you take a penny on the dollar? Can you imagine you do your work that you're supposed to do, and How would that negotiation go with you two? I'd be like, I know you guys love me and I love you. I'm a little short this week. Oh, Jody left already.
Yeah.
Can I give you
a
penny on the...
I would wait until the commercial break.
No, I wouldn't. He'd at least get the tones.
You would hit the right button. Then I'm on my own for the rest of the show.
He'd hit the tones and then you'd be like this.
Gotta fire off the local ads.
Just be like that. And just color bars.
Yeah.
All right. I was saying that someone was telling me, like, there was a trip I took and I just was like, I guess I should just say personal, even though it was partly business. But I thought most of us like try to play by the rules.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, well, why are we even trying to play by the rules? I should have just written off the whole trip. But a lot of us are like, oh, well, that's not really 100% honest. And you're like, this guy has been a lying, criming mother his whole life.
Mm-hmm. I dare say a lying sack of crap.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. We have Charlie Pierce. We have Victor Shi, the tiny baby stem cell of the Stephanie Miller Show, coming up. Come, 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 come.
sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.